Cardano is getting ready for a major scaling push, tied to the upcoming Dijkstra era and the broader LAIOS initiative, and it feels like a really important next chapter.
The goal is clear. Increase transaction throughput while preserving decentralization, security, and network reliability, rather than chasing raw speed at the expense of long-term stability.
That's such an important balance, because scaling is one of the biggest challenges for public blockchains.
Exactly. As more users, applications, and financial activity move on-chain, networks have to handle higher volumes while keeping fees predictable and confirmation times reliable.
Cardano's approach feels thoughtful here, incremental and protocol-focused, with staged upgrades instead of one big disruptive change.
LAIOS is described as a proposed evolution of Cardano's protocol architecture, designed to improve transaction processing efficiency while keeping the project's development principles intact.
I like that it still aligns with the things Cardano cares about, like formal engineering, peer-reviewed research, and broad distributed participation.
That's the point. Unlike approaches that rely mainly on larger blocks or higher hardware demands, LAIOS is associated with a more flexible model for block production and transaction handling.
That matters a lot, because a network can sound fast in theory, but still hit real-world limits if it forces expensive infrastructure or shuts out participants.
The Dijkstra era roadmap is divided into two phases, and that structure is part of why the plan feels deliberate.
Phase one is about laying the scaling foundation, which may be the less exciting but essential part.
It includes technical groundwork for more advanced transaction processing and better use of network resources.
It may not be very visible to ordinary users, but that's okay. Higher throughput has to be introduced safely.
Developers need to evaluate how new mechanisms interact with consensus, node performance, storage, transaction propagation, and network synchronization.
Testing in controlled environments, like test networks and simulations, should help catch weaknesses before anything goes live.
Phase 2 is expected to build on that foundation and deliver more visible improvements in transaction capacity and network efficiency.
Once the underlying infrastructure and protocol components are tested, Cardano can move closer to the performance goals associated with LAIOS.
For users, the most noticeable benefits could be smoother transaction processing during high-demand periods and better support for applications that need frequent on-chain activity.
That could include decentralized finance platforms, digital asset marketplaces, gaming ecosystems, identity solutions, and other Cardano-based services.
However, the article emphasizes that scaling is not only about transaction count.
Right. Sustainable performance also depends on predictable fees, reliable confirmation times, manageable node requirements, and strong resistance to attacks.
A successful second phase would need to expand capacity without creating new vulnerabilities elsewhere in the system.
That's the real strategic question. How can Cardano support significantly more activity while preserving the features that make it attractive?
Cardano has built a reputation for a methodical upgrade process. It can look slower than rapid release cycles in crypto, but the intent is to prioritize long-term reliability over short-term gains.
If this works, it could really strengthen Cardano's competitive position.
The competition is real, though, including Ethereum Layer 2 networks, high-throughput Layer 1 blockchains, and specialized application chains.
To expand its role in decentralized finance and other sectors, Cardano will need meaningful improvements in both performance and usability.
Developers are likely to benefit first, because more predictable network capacity can make it easier to build applications that depend on regular transactions or real-time blockchain interaction.
For users, the practical impact will depend on how the network performs under real demand.
Higher throughput could reduce bottlenecks, improve the dApp experience, and make Cardano more attractive to projects that have avoided on-chain deployment because of capacity or cost concerns.
stake pool operators and infrastructure providers will matter too, because major protocol changes can affect hardware requirements, monitoring, software updates, and operational practices.
The two-phase structure gives those participants more time to test new releases and prepare systems before wider adoption.
The article also highlights some important challenges, and it would be wrong to downplay them.
Scaling a decentralized network is difficult because throughput increases must be balanced against resource consumption, network propagation, consensus security, and the ability of independent operators to participate.
Adoption is another major hurdle.
A technically capable upgrade has limited value if developers cannot use it easily, or if applications do not take advantage of the added capacity.
Documentation, tooling, testing resources, and clear communication will be just as important as the underlying code.
Investors are also cautioned not to treat the roadmap as a guarantee of immediate results.
Protocol development can involve revisions, testing delays, and shifting priorities, so patience matters.
The long-term significance of the Dijkstra era will depend on execution, network adoption, and measurable improvements after deployment.
Overall, this two-phase roadmap feels like a deliberate framework for preparing Cardano for greater demand through Laos.
By separating foundational work from broader performance improvements, Cardano can test each stage and address technical issues before moving forward.
It doesn't eliminate the challenges, but it does provide a structured path for addressing one of the network's most important priorities.
If the planned improvements deliver stronger throughput while preserving decentralization and security, the Laos era could become a significant milestone in Cardano's development.
The key factors to watch are testing progress, participant readiness, developer experience, and real-world performance in each phase.